The Gemara Daf Yudim and Aleph discusses the case of Tzibur Echad Shel Chametz, but the difficulty is that Lefonav Shtei Batim. And we don't know whether it entered Bayis A or Bayis B. What happens when it comes to Bittul? What happens Lagabi the Chiyu B'dik? And the Gemara tells us that Hainu Shtei Shvilim, that this is identical, at least a starting point is the Mishnah in Taros and Perakei, Mishnah Hay, that tells us the following, that you have two paths. One path is clearly a path of Tahara, one is a path of Tuma. Hashkafa, no, you have to realize that. No, that's life. And somehow unusual, now that a person goes on path A, right, without knowing whether this is A or B, that's also pretty unusual, no? So he goes there and he's dealing with Taros. He deals with Taros, no? And Ubacha Vero, another person goes on the second path, and also he's dealing with other Taros. So what would the halacha be in such a case? So the Gemara tells us that Rava or Yitain Rabbi Yochanan says the following. It's clear. If this is Bavas Achas, if both of them are going to simultaneously say what exactly is the status of these Taros, so in such a case, the Psak is going to be that they are Tameim. If it's Bazech or Zeh, then clearly the Psak is going to be that each one, standalone, independently, is considered to be that which is Tar. And if it's Balisha Allah Val Chavero, okay, the more subtle case, that already is the Machlokas Tanaim. That's the Machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says in that case, Temeim, that's comparable to a case of Asachas. And Rabbi Yehuda says, the detail, that's comparable to the case of Bazeh Acharzeh. Well, so our case of Chametz, Mamesh, Yisir Heter, that to somehow is linked to the cases of Tuma, and Tara. Okay? Rashi writes the following. If it's a case of that which is bifnei atzmo, we're going to view each one independently in the case shvilim, then tahorim. Why exactly is that true? So Rashi tells you, no, incredible. There are maschilim, kedekaimelon, that realize that a suffik tuma bershus harabim sveiko tahor. That would be a classic example of a suffik tuma, and therefore in such a case is considered to be tahor. So in other words, that this psak of shtei shvilim is based on the halacha that a suffik tuma is sveiko tahor. Well, the obvious issue again we're going to have to deal with is as follows. Is that so clear that shtei shvilim b'shus harabim is tahor based on the klolim of suffik tuma? And if indeed it's based on the klolim of suffik tuma, no doubt the chiddush that the Gemara says that our question when it comes to chametz and bedika and biur and bittel is going to be dependent on the dinim of suffik tuma. That sounds very, very, very surprising. Oh, but that indeed is how Rashi understands. You're taking an area of isser v'heter, and all of a sudden now you're transplanting that with areas of tuma, and clear here, the psak halacha of shtei shvilim is rooted in a suffik tuma b'shus harabim sveiko tahor. So just simply now to backstep. No, we always begin with the starting point. No, in Parsha Shoftim, no, the Torah tells us ki pelech hadavar l'mishpat. A person has a quandary, a shaila. You have to ask. So the Torah should have said v'kamta valisa, v'kamta valisa. So the Torah no is mefaret. No, ben dam ledam, ben din ledin, ben nega lenega. No, a person is posing a question. The first thing is, ooh, what is the nature? What is the essence of the shaila? Is that dam? Is that din? Is that nega? And incredibly, if you look in the Deres Eliyahu of the Gaon writes the following: realize that those words embrace the chelkei haTorah. They embrace the chelkei haTorah. The exact phrase the Gaon uses is hatar nechlekes the shisha chalakim. Here it embraces the six possibilities, and I would argue three, which broaden out into six. No, there is dam, and you know what dam represents? What is the psak going to be? Whether a woman is muteris or asur lahabal, so the psak is muter or asur. That is two. That's a hagdara. Heter and iser. Heter and iser. If you're dealing with din, so therefore that's chiyuv imptur. No, the psak is going to be, are you chayiv? Are you pater? If you're dealing with nega, the psak is going to be tamei versus tar. So the Gaon writes, realize that the Torah is nechlekes the shisha chalakim. No? And I would argue to consolidate, there is iser v'heter, and there is din, and there is areas of tumentara, areas of tumentara. Right? We just discussed not so long ago, no, that Tosus and Bava Kama and Daf Yiralef and Medalef, right? What exactly is the status of Yoledes in the Safek? And what's the status of Yeletus when it comes to cases of Sveik? Oh, Satosis writes an astounding Chiddush. You know what? We're going to paskin differently because whether a woman is a Yeletus or not, realize that's relevant for Tumintara and that's relevant for Yisraveter. One nafgamina shimuteres asrul haval. Another is whether she's Temer, whether she is Tahora. You know what? That's exactly the posuk. No? Dam l'dam. What's dam l'dam, according to the Gaon? Whether she's Muteris or Asrul haval. And that's different from Nega. No? That's unusual. No? That dam is an example of Muter Asr, and then there's Nega. That's the deep. Rav Yosef Engel quotes this Gaon. No? Rav Yosef Engel, Esfedaraisen, Klal Chafalev. He quotes this Gaon, and he says, oh, you know what you see according to the Gaon? That whether a woman is Muteris or Asrul haval, and whether a woman is Temei or Tahora, are two separate deunim. One is Dam and one is Nega. One is Dam and one is Nega. That's his diuk in the Gaon. Oh, and that's the Tosos, no? Bava Kaman Daf Yud Aleph, that you know what? You're going to paskin differently, based on different klalim. Because Isser and Heter, you know what the klal is going to be? What we've been discussing all along. A Sveika Darais is Lechumra. A Sveika is Lekula. A Safik Drabanan is Lekula. In certain cases, a Safik Drabanan, you can be Tolet. So therefore, realize when you're dealing with Isser Heter, those are the klalim. When you're dealing with Din, that's not the klal at all. That's not the klal whatsoever, no? In Din, you're going to pass in a Sveika Darais Lechumra. A Sveika Darais Lechumra. Two Balidinim come. And they're fighting about that who owns this object, this item, this house, this car. I'm going to paskin Sveika Darais Lechumra. What does that mean exactly? No? I'm going to paskin Hamotzi Mechla Varaya? No? A Svara? Or maybe a Gzeres HaKasuv? Oh, Rashi Gittin Mem Zayin. A Gzeres HaKasuv of Hamotzi Mechavera Olav Haraya? A completely different set of circumstance. And you know what? I'll tell you the following Chiddush, that in Dinim Amnos as well, you have a hybrid. No? Because after all, when I'm dealing with certain areas of Mamon, there's an Isser and there's a Chiyuv Tashlumin. There's an Isser and a Chiyuv Tashlumin. You know? A person says, imagine, you know, I just breaks my window, no? And I'll say, what in the world? He says, don't worry, I'm going to pay you. You know? I'm going to turn to the person and say, good, you're going to pay me, but there's an Isser Hezek. There's an Isser Hezek. No? A person's going to smash someone and say, don't worry, I'll pay you for any, yeah. Chaval, obviously, there's an Isser Daraisa. Even though there's a Chiv Tashlumin. In Nizke Mamon, there's an Issa. Aside from the Chiv Tashlumin. And it would not at all be surprising, and we're going to paskin differently. You know what? That we're going to paskin a Mutzim Rechlav Haraya, but when it comes to an Isser Hezek, maybe indeed that's not true. Not true. That we're going to paskin a Safek is Lechumra. A Safek is Lechumra. And when it comes to Nega Lenega, a different world. A different world. Some of, not all, we're going to have to be Magdir today, no, but some of the dinim of Tumintara are based on completely different clothing. Completely different clothing. A yesod of a suffix tuma. So therefore, it's incredible that the context is like, the Gaon doesn't spell this out, but the context is unusual. Ki palach hadavar lemishpat, you know what that means? I summarize in one word? Suffix. Suffix, no? And what's the halach in suffix? What's the halach in suffix? Dam dinin ega. No? First tell me which chelik of the Torah that you are focusing on, and then I will go ahead and tell you what the halacha should be in terms of the gedarim of safek. I'll tell you even a step further. We have an incredible yesod, no? Sanhedrin, Tosefta, Perek Zayin, Kol HaTorah Kula Inyan Echad. All of Torah is one theme. All of Torah is one theme. No, if you have a hagdara, that must be relevant to Shas. No? If not, how can that be? How can that be? And I would tell you, you're shortchanging yourself if you don't know the ripple effect of that Hagdara. Isn't that clear? And that's the whole need of a Binyanav. That's the whole need of a Mematzinu. When I see from here that this is true, you know what? It must be true elsewhere. It must be true elsewhere. If I want to know how to hold my Dalit meaning, you know what? I'm going to look at the Krashim of the Mishkan. And if the Torah tells me, Ase Shitim Omdin, Derek Adilasan, you know what that means? You have to hold the Dalad Minim, Gered Adilasan. If someone is going to tell you, and what in the world is the connection between, you know, Mishkan and Dalad Minim, you know, I'm going to tell you, no. Kol HaTorah Kuli Inin Echad, positioning, right, should be a single Hagdara. And if the Torah weighs in here that the positioning is derek adilasan, that should be relevant when it comes to dalid meaning as well. So I'll tell you certain exceptions where you don't apply a binyanav, you don't apply a memotzina. No, a gemara, for example, in Sachim, adaf mem dalid, if something is a chiddush. If something is a chiddush, right? Mi chiddush lo yalfinam. Mi chiddush lo yalfinam. Why in the world is that? Why mi chiddush lo yalfinam? So this is also quite important, no? That Tosus writes, Yivamos Dav Zayin, you know what the definition of a chiddush is? A davar hasoser es haklal. Chiddush does not mean a novelty, no? Chiddush does not mean something that otherwise you would have not have known. How many of the Targ Mitzvahs would you have known if there wasn't a tzivui? You would have known Shabbos. You would have known Kashrus. The Gemara never refers to Shabbos and Kashrus as a chiddush. You know what a chiddush is? A clash. A clash. Something which is so serious a cloud. So Edim Zomin is called a chiddush because, what do you mean? That on its face seems to contradict the norm. The norm is that when two Edim contradict each other, you know what? You just bounce them, no? You don't believe one over the other. They're all suffik psulim. There's a suffik of sheker. If the Torah is telling us that there's an instance that, you know what, we believe this over that, maybe it's not a chiddush. Because they're not really testifying regarding the same thing. No? It's not that one is saying yes, one is saying no. No? Let's assume, for example, two Edom testify, and two other Edom come and say that they're Mechalei Shabbos. We don't consider that to be hachasha. No? We believe the second over the first. We believe the second over the first. Maybe that's true when it comes to Edom Zomin as well. They're not weighing in on the fact set. You say yes, I say no. They're weighing in on something different. No? Imano Yisin. Maybe that's like Pasin Magazlanusa. Oh, that's exactly Machloka Sabayin Rava. To what extent is Edom Zomin a chiddush? Or no, it's not a chiddush at all. There's no contradiction of the Edos. But the tzad to assume it is a chiddush means that we should treat this as hachasha. And all of a sudden, here we're believing the second over the first. That's Soser HaSaklal. Soser Motsi Shemer is a chiddush because it's Soser HaSaklal. What Abal is Motsi Shemer Al Ishtam. You know what? I would have thought maybe that's called Dibur. And maybe I would have argued that Dibur is not considered to be a Maisa that should generate a Chiyuv Malkus. And something is stunning. Loke Umeshalim. No? The Bala has a Chiyuv Knasav Meyakesev and Malkus Daraisa. No? That's a Chiddush. It's so Seres HaKlal. It's so Seres HaKlal in a Loke Umeshalim. And maybe it's even so Seres HaKlal is what exactly is the Onish for Dibur. Dibur, not so simple. No? Sugyas. But Metziyah Dav Tzadi, Shavuos Dav Chaf Aleph. What is the status of Dibur? What is the status of Dibur? But here, Mamash, a dual onesh, that's such a Chiddush. So if Chiddush means so serious a cloud, you understand very well why may Chiddush lo yalfinan. I would tell you that's a tautology, no? Of course lo yalfinan, no? If you're telling me it's so serious a cloud, so how can you argue that this is part of the cloud of a Abidinav Mematzinu? If that was true, it wouldn't be a chiddush. It would almost be absurd to assume a chiddush yalfina, no? Because of may chiddush yalfina, but that becomes the klal. If that becomes the klal, so how is that so serious a klal? I'll have to talk about these types of cases. No, maybe on Wednesday. So obviously may chiddush yalfina. I'll tell you further. Sugin brachas daf yutes. Isura mimamona lo yalfina. Isura mimamona lo yalfina. Wow, that's also stunning. You can't necessarily assume what's true in areas of mamon is true in areas of isur. Isura mimamona lo yalfina. Or yavamos kuf gimel. Isura mituma lo gamrina. That's the phrase of the Gemara. No? You can't just go ahead and compare isurim to tuma. They're different klalim. Yeah, that's clear. They're different klalim for Isser for Mammon and for Tuma. Yeah, exactly, no? Because Dam Din Nega. No? They're different klalim. So therefore, if a person wants to somehow weigh in on a suffix, you have to realize that when it comes to cases of Tuma, different klalim entirely. So what are those klalim? You know what? At the end of the day, not so clear. What exactly is the klal of Safek Tumah? What is the klal of Safek Tumah? What is clear is the following. Now, Sota Chavches. Sota Chavches. The Torah tells us the following, that you know what? Look at the Parshas HaShemotzeh. Thursday Shir. No, B'midbar Perakei. No. So, the Torah mentions, you know, you have this case of a suffix Sota. The Torah writes and repeats and triples the concept of Tuma. Im Nitma'ah. Nitma'ah. Vinitma'ah. No? Oh, so the Gemara tells us something incredible. No? That Shlosha Pa'amim Amurim Baparsha. The Torah writes three times the concept of Tuma when it comes to a suffix Sota. You know what that means? That you have a suffix Sota. There is an Isser, Echad the Baal, Echad the Boel, Echad the Truma. Wow. She is a Sota Safek, she's a Sural HaBaal, she's a Sural HaBoel, and that will disqualify from eating Truma. Fascinating, like not for us right now, but you know what? Whenever you have this, one, two, three, you know, you always have to ask yourself, is this one halacha, two halachas, three halachas, no? What's the relationship between Asur HaBaal and Asur HaBoel? What's the relationship of Asur HaBaal? Is that one halacha? One halacha? Or they're completely two independent dinim. That a suffix sota is a sur labal, and a suffix sota is a sur labal. I know the pasuk tells me. A sota is a sur labal, sur labal. Is there any relationship between the two? Maybe I'll make a daring statement. You can tell me, is it true? Is it not true? You know, someone's giving like a hashkafashir and he tells you the following. You know why? You know why a sota suffix is a sur labal? Because of what this boel did. She became forbidden to her husband. So since he was the cause of her being Asur HaBaal, therefore she's Asur HaBaal. That's like a very heavy state. Is that really true? Is that really true? Maybe on some level it's reasonable that as a result of what he did, you know what, now they have to get divorced. Also, in such a case, if he's responsible for this Asur HaBaal, makes sense that like a Chote Niskar, no? But is that really true? That's a very, very heavy issue. You know, is that really true? Is the Isser Leboel a function of the Isser Lebaal? That's pretty heavy. Or do you have cases where that's not true? She's Asur Lebaal, but she's not Asur Lebaal. Asur Lebaal, but not Asur to the Baal. You know, like a fascinating, you know. It's Mefurish, the Gemara in this very Perikuk Suvas. Know that, let's say it's a case of Onis. Let's assume it's a case of Onis. For an Ashes Yisrael, we discussed so many times, no? She doesn't become Asura Alabao. Does that mean it's a no-brainer that she's Muteris Alabao? If it's Baratzon, she's Asura Alabao? And if it's Al Yideonis, she's Muteris Alabao? Is that really true? Is that really true? Why would one suggest that that's the case? Well, may I tell you very simply, because this Alabao is a function of this Alabao. Okay, so that requires Arichus. But you know what? Baal, Boel, and Shuma. Baal, Boel, now wait a second. This is not a case of Vadai at all. This is not a case of an Eishes Isha Zinsa, absolutely. Yeah. All there is like Raglaim Ladover. Raglaim Ladover, no? We know that, you know what, she was warned. Kinui. And we know Stira, that she secluded herself. She secluded herself. Okay, you know what, that's called Yichud. That's called Yichud. You know what? Unfortunately, no, in our generation, people are not careful about Yichud. No? They're not careful about Yichud. Okay. Does that mean that what every case of Yichud, there really is a suffix of Znus? Every case of Yichud, there would be a suffix of Znus? No. Usually not. No. Ain't Osr Nala Yichud. Ain't Osr Nala Yichud. You don't assume that a woman is Asur HaBaal just because. You know, we know that there was Nisr of Yichud that was violated. So realize that this is a very great Kiddush. We know there was Kinoi, we know there was Stira, and therefore, okay. The most we could argue is Safek, okay? I'll tell you two great Kiddushim. We discussed this just recently, no? Kiddush number one is that we treat this as a Safek. Why is Vade Yichud a Safek Znus? Why is that true? Why is that true? There are so many people that are violating Isser Yichud, but I wouldn't necessarily say that that creates a raglaim ladover of a suffix of znus. Okay? Number two, as we pointed out, no? Let's assume there is a suffix. But we've discussed so many different aspects of chazaka, of holchin achar chazaka. Isn't there a chazaka, de meikara, that a woman is muteres al habal? So even if you say, you know what, there's a possibility, a possibility is enough to assume that, number one, it's a suffix nus, a chiddush. Number two, that mitam suffix, she's a sura labal. That's unusual, no? So that's all what the Gemara points out. So chavches, magid l'cha kasuv, shaha suffix asura. Realize what a chiddush this is. That in this reality of a suffix sota, she already is a sura labal. Sura labal. Oh, now the Gemara tells us the following, that mikan atadon l'sheretz. Sheretz is an example of tumor. This is a model. This is a model of how to treat a suffix of tuma. Misafik, we say, nitma, nitma, nitma. So therefore, that's a model of suffix at times and areas of tuma is considered to be kevadai. So mikan atadon l'sheretz. This becomes the norm of a suffix tuma. And the Gemara has a kavachomer. No? The Gemara says the following. Look, when it comes to a case of sota, lo asa shogeg kemezi. Lo asa shogeg kemezi. For a woman to be a sota, it means mezi. It doesn't mean shogeg. It doesn't mean shogeg. It doesn't mean shogeg. What does a shogeg mean? Let's assume, for example, that the woman was completely unaware that this was not her husband. No? This was not her husband. The woman assumed that obviously this is the husband. It turned out to be something very, very different. Something where there wasn't even any kavana samaisa. Why do I emphasize that's true? Because maybe you've heard, no, that shuvas marik, no? Kuf samaches? Where the marik writes, if it will be a classic shogeg, that's not true. A classic shogeg. Let's assume the woman knows that she is being mezana. She knows that this is an example of an Ashes Ishizinsa, but for whatever reason, she went to the wrong school, right? And she was never taught that, you know, that there's an Isadaraisa Losinav. No? She didn't. Omer Mutter? Like on Shabbos, Omer Mutter. Omer Mutter. No? Omer Mutter. Or maybe you can even say subtle cases. Let's assume she knew that this was Mamasha case of Ashes Ish, but you know what? She thought that under these circumstances, we Mutter. Maybe she thought under these circumstances it would be mutter. You know? Wow. You know, sometimes you have these such chuvas, no? That a woman was willing to save, you know, to save the tzibur, to save the group, to save the, you know? Sometimes you have a case of a ma'anes where it's mamash yehareg v'yavor, your life is at risk. Sometimes one can envision a case where arayos is at risk, no? So maybe a woman can justify, right, what she is doing, Omer Mutter, based on, you know, under these circumstances, you know, that maybe this is permitted. So that's the Tshuvas Marik. Rick writes that when the Gemara says in Sota, Shoge Kameis, that it doesn't mean the normal case of Omer or Omeres Mutter. No, the Pasuk says, Umal Amal Lisha. She breached the sacred relationship of Ishus, you know? So a woman is mezana, and she says, you know what, I didn't chazu the aser sadibros. So I didn't know this nus is aser. You're going to say that's not a breach of a relationship? That's not a breach of a marital bond? That's the chiddush of Marik. So when the Gemara says that, you know what, lasa shogei kemezid, it means the cases of shogei that we would call like a misasek, that there wasn't even an awareness of in any shape or form. So the Gemara says, when it comes to an ashes ishes insa, lo asa shogei kemezi. Or in a typical case of an Ashes Yisrael, ones karatzon, ones karatzon. But yet, language of the Gemara is very important. Still asa safei kavadai. Ooh, safei kavadai. In other words, here the safek tomb is treated as vadai. Well, safek is kavadai because she is asura b'toras vadai alabal because of the safek of sota. That already is called safek kavadai. So shar tumos, when it comes to other cases, lo kolshke. Wow. Okay. So that's an incredible chiddush. Chiddush number one is we treat it as suffix. We don't say yichud is not a suffix of znus. And chiddush number two is we ignore the chazaka that she's materas al habal. In the Chiddush, number three, is that Safek, the language of the Gemara, is Kavadai. It's Kavadai. So realize, these are real Chiddushim. And I would say real Chiddushim in the real sense of a Chiddush, no? So Sarah Saklau. These go against the normal principles, where Yichud does not mean a Safek of Znus, and B'chalot HaRakub Rayan Chazaka, and where do you see that a Safek is a Sarah Kavadai? No? I will tell you, all these are Chiddushim. Oh, so the Gemara says, Mimakom Shabasa. You know what Mimakom Shabasa means? Ein lecha ba'ala chidusha. No? Psachim and Dalet. If something is a chiddush, don't expand. Don't expand. No? A chiddush is Mimakom Shabasa. Mimakom Shabasa. That means Ein lecha ba'ala chidusha. Ein lecha ba'ala chidusha. Wow. No? Oh, so you know what? That means under this very limited circumstance, this very limited circumstance. So number one, the Gemara says, you know what? Sot is Rishus HaYachid. What do you mean it's Rishus HaYachid? We're talking about Yichud. We're talking about Stira. That means if such a Safek surfaces under those conditions, this was a secretive relationship that only involved, no, a Boel and an Iveles. A Boel and an Iveles. Right? Yichud. That's when we assume these halachas. So that's Mimakom Shabasa. That Sotas, this is not Rishus HaYachid in Rabim, right? Based on Dine Shabbos. No? This is based on Dine Sota. Mimakom Shabasa means that the in the Chabal HaChidusho. So when it comes to Sota, we're talking about a Safek Tuma Rishus HaYachid. Yachid means seclusion. Seclusion. Okay, wow. Ooh, then the Gemara tells us another principle. Now, you know what? We're dealing with a Boel and a Iveles. We're dealing with otherwise normal people. No? Davar Sheshbo Das Lishoel. Davar Sheshbo Das Lishoel. Das Lishoel means, you know what? That they can weigh in on. They can weigh in on. You're dealing with B'nai Das. Oh, so such a Chiddush. Safek Tum is only in a case of Das Lishoel. As opposed to, let's say, you have an animal that is holding on to an object that may have come in contact with Tuma, then we don't apply the typical achas of Safek Tum. Safek Tum is A, Birshus HaYachid, B, Das Lishoel. Wow, these are all part of the Hagdar of Ein Lechabo El Chidusho. Ein Lechabo El Chidusho. Tosus in Nida Dav Beza Mer Aleph says something which is also stunning. Tosa says this, that you know what? That opening Mishnah Meseches Nida, we mentioned this, no? A woman goes ahead and sees Dam now. She noticed the Dam now. But can you really necessarily assume that the Dam only was generated now and not a minute ago, not an hour ago, not 12 hours ago, not a day ago? Like, what do you do about kicking back? What do you do about kicking back? No? You know what? The woman was handling taros all day. And all of a sudden now she takes a break and she says, oh, you know what? Nida. Yeah, but what happened an hour ago? What happened 2 hours ago? So that's the Mishnah, the very beginning of Maseches Nida. Shammai says the following Chiddush, that Dayan Shata. Only now. Not in the Mafreya. Wow. And Hillel is the most machmer, mi pekida the pekida. Pekida, kida means the following. Women certainly, in older times, and women especially who are osekes bitaros, they have to do regular bedika to make sure that they are tahora. So if they will see dam now, Hillel says you have to kick it back to the previous bedika, where we knew for a fact that she was tahora. And that entire gap, we have to presume that there was a possibility of Tumah. And the Chachamim say the following, Meisleis. The Chachamim say a 24-hour window. Okay, 3 days. In Tanaim, opening Mishnah Maseches Nida. What about kicking back? So Tosus raises a very, very important yisod, with two incredible deus of Tosus. Now, what happened to the whole principle of Safek Tumah? What happened to the whole principle of Safek Tumah? We have a Safek, no? The Dam, yes, now, that's not a Safek, but what about an hour ago? That's a Safek. So apply the principles of Safek Tumah. We have principles of Safek Tumah, Sota Chavches. What happened to all those dinim? Oh, so Tosa says, you see from this Mishnah, further limitations. Further limitations. Ein lecha b'lechidusha. The Gemara is ein lecha b'lechidusha. Oh, we discussed, no? That's Yachid and Dasli Shoel. So Tosa tells you, I'm going to tell you a few more conditions. And you know what? Our Tosa is going to have another condition, not to add to the list, no? Tosa's in the base of Manav. First Tosa's. Right? So I'll tell you another condition. You know what? Safek Tuma is only going forward. Mikan al haba. It's not the Mafreya. Sota means what? From here and on, she's Asur al haba. Up until now, she was not Asur al haba. That means that Safek Sota, Surah Kavadai, is only going forward. It's not Mafreya. Wow. So Safek Tuma is only Mikan al haba. Oh, that's a magnificent teretz. No? What's the Kasha Tosas? Why don't you use the principles of Safek Tuma to kick back? The answer is, there's no such thing as kicking back, no? The Ein Lecha B'Lechidusha was only, she's Asur L'Haba Mikan L'Haba, and not the Mafreya. Wow. Then Tosa says another incredible Yisuf. Tosa says the following. You know what? When we speak about a Suffix Sota, what's present and what's absent? That's the Tosa's Nida Be'ezim and Aleph. What's present? What's missing? What's missing? You know what? The players are present. You know what we're not sure about? We're not sure about the contact. The maisesness. No? The maisesness. The conditions, the players, so to speak, right, are present. What's missing is the maga. The maga. So Tosus writes another incredible yusuf. Suffolk tomb is only when it comes to a suffolk maga, not a suffolk ria. Wow. Now that's also such a chiddush, no? You know what a suffix maga means? Like our case of Shnei Shvilim. I know the tomb is there. I know the source is there. I know the conditions are there. The players are there. But I don't know if there was contact. I don't know if there was contact. I don't know if there was contact, so to speak, between the man and the woman. I don't know if there was contact between this Nazir and the Tumah. But let's assume, for example, the suffix is not a suffix of maga. I don't even know if the tumor was there. I don't even know if the players are there. I don't even know if there is a source of tumor. Asatosis writes a further chiddush. That's not called a suffix tumor. That's not called a suffix tumor. That's also an incredible yesod. No? Suffix tumor is only when it comes to a suffix maga, not a suffix ria. Oh, so I know right now. I know right now. The woman saw down, need the Beis Hamad Aleph. But an hour ago, I don't know if there was any source of tumah whatsoever. That's not a suffix tumah. Suffix tumah means that the tumah absolutely, positively existed. It's just a question of manga, of manga. Wow. Beyond that, a suffix re'iyah, not a suffix manga. Wow. Ein lechabal ella mechidusho. These are like incredible. No, these are like stunning, stunning hagdaros of so many klali hashas. No? So that's the case of suffix tuma. Oh, so Rashi writes the following. If you have a case of shnei shvili, this is a case of a suffix tuma b'rishus harabim or sfeik otar. That's what Rashi writes. Shnei shvili, suffix tuma, Birshus Arabim, and therefore Sveiko Tahar. Sveiko Tahar. And therefore, you know what? That everybody agrees. Bazeh achar zeh tahorim. Bazeh achar zeh tahorim. Wow. That's what Rashi writes. Okay. Ooh, that's a... You know, one no doubt could raise the following issue. Is there a principle of suffix to Birshus Arabim, Sveiko Tahar? Is there really such a clown? Well, what do you mean? Of course there's a clown. No, that's a, you know, a Sota Chavches. Of course there's a clown. Maybe one could suggest something in a new. You know, there's a clown. There's a clown of suffix to Birshus Yachid, Sveiko Tahar. That's a klal, no? I would have said, like, what's the starting point? What's the muskel rishon? What's the default? The default is, what in the world? The default is, v'nitma. not nitma. She's absolutely becheskas tara. She's absolutely becheskas tara. You're going to tell me, no, sota weighs in. Sota weighs in on one direction. One direction only. The starting point is mutter, tahora. If you're going to say vinitma, that is the yesod of safek tuma. That would be an incredible, incredible yesod, though, no? Safek tuma shusayachit sveiko tame, that's sota chavches. B'shus harabim, you can't apply this din. So you're back to your kolatora kula. You're back to your kolatora kula. But there's a klal of safek tuma b'shus harabim sveiko tahar. Maybe there's no such klal. Maybe that's the default. And the klal is one direction. It's not a bilateral klal. The klal is a safek tuma b'shus yachid is sveiko tame. And everything else, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Okay, we'll have to talk about that, no? So Rashi writes the following chiddush, the Shnei Shvilim is mutter, tahar, based on the principle of the klal of Safek Tum Rishus HaRabim Sveiko Tahar. Sveiko Tahar. Sveiko Tahar. Wow, wow. And guess what? The Top Tosos disagrees. And our Top Tosos says, no, that's not why. Shnei Shvilim Bezecher Zez Tahar. Shnei Shvilim Bezecher Zez Tahar because it's not the Safek Tum Rishus HaYachid. And therefore, we're back to, right, the norm, the klal, not the Soser HaSaklal. And therefore, Tosa says that Chazaka. The reason in the case of Shnei Shvilim, Bezecher said that they are Tahar, is because of Chazaka. Because of Chazaka. I would tell you just simply at first glance, you know what? If the Gemara is raising a question of Bidika and Bior, Bittel, having nothing at all to do with Tumintara, and the Gemara thinks that you can resolve this from Shtei Shvilim, you know what I would tell you? The obvious impression would be, no? Or we have to... is that the heter of Shtei Shvilin is a kol haTorah kula heter. It's not a unique halach of Tumah. But the Chametz is Tameh. And the fact that the Gemara suggests that what's true of Tzibur Eshel Chametz is true of Shnei Shvilim and the like, you know what that means? This is not a din in Safek Tumah. This is halach of Chazak of a kol haTorah kula. And just like we rely on Chazak when it comes to Shnei Shvilim, we're going to rely on Chazak when it comes to Shnei Batim. Wow, no? That's exactly Tosa Sushita. That this has nothing to do with Safek Tuma. Nothing to do with Safek Tuma. Wow. Pretty heavy, no? Is that how you understood it when you were kind of plowing through a little bit? No? The starting point? Hopefully yes, no? Now I'll tell you a further point. The Tosa Sanita Beis Lamed Aleph toward the bottom, Der Maska V'Hillel. Tosa has another cloud. It's like, whoa. Tosas has another limitation to Safek Tuma. We already have a list, no? Of our limitations. Safek Tuma, Sveiko Tama only applies if it's this, if it's that. Okay. Tosas has another clown. You know what that is? That lo gamrinan misota eladavar shiacholios. Wow, that's another clown. The only thing you can derive from sota is that which is possible. That which is possible. Not the impossible. You have a case of, right, a suffix sota. You have an ashesish, and you have a potential boel. Now, is it possible that they were mezana? Absolutely. So guess what? Sometimes we're going to assume that suffix is kavadai. Let's assume, for example, you're dealing with something that is impossible. 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 What's impossible? You know what? I see there are two shvilim. And one is tummy, one is tahor. I see that candidate A did this, and candidate B did that. And you know, and I see vasataros. I'll tell you what's possible, what's not possible. What's possible is that one of them you know what, contributed to Tumah. One of them is Tameh, and one was Matami the Taros. But I'll tell you something that really is not possible. Not possible. It's not possible to say that both are Tahar. It's not possible to say that both are Tameh. That's not possible. Maybe that can be like a Hachra, you know? Maybe, you know what, but Makom Safek, I'm going to have to say L'chumra. But in reality, it's really not possible to say that both are what both are. There's one shvil that's Tameh, and only one person went in that direction. So if I give you a psak that both are Tameh, if I give you a psak that both are Tahar, one thing is clear, that really is not a reflection of reality. You know, that's a reflection of Klali HaPsak, you know? To use the one word, that is Nihug. That's not Birur, no? That's Nihug. How to be Noheg B'makom Safek. How to be Noheg B'makom Safek. But, Tosos writes a stunning cloud, that Lo Garminan Misota Davar Shiochal Hios. Wow, that's an important thing. That's an important thing. And Tosus writes in Indav Beis Amud Aleph a great chiddush. You have a person who's tameh. You ready for this? Tosus says, "Shenaga be'echad min hachavios." You have a person who's tameh. Vaday tameh, and he contacted one of the barrels, and ve'eni yode ezen, and I don't know which one. I don't know which one. So you know what? It's okay for us to say that there are a lot of sfeikas here. But to say that each barrel is tameh b'torez vadai because of a sefek tumber shesiyach is sfeiko tameh, you know what Tosa says? You cannot say that. You can't, because that's not true. That's not true. How can you say that each barrel is tameh b'torez vadai? So Tosa says, the most you can say is that there's a sefek of Tumah. But you cannot invoke Sota that Safek is Kavadai, because Safek is Kavadai only in a Davar Shiachalios. No? That's a heavy Chiddush of Tosus. And guess what? Tosus says the following. But isn't there a difficulty? Isn't there a difficulty? You know what the difficulty is? You ready? Like, Arsugya? Because after all, isn't there a difficulty? Shnei Shvilim? And we're saying in Shnei Shvilim, B'zeh Chazeh, Tahar? B'zeh? And I know that's not true. I know that's not true. How in the world can you say Tahar and Tahar? That is absolutely not true. So how in the case of Shnei Shvilim, are you able to say Tahar and Tahar? That's not true. And the whole klal of Safik Tumah is only when it's a Davar Shiachal Lios Emes. How can that possibly be? So you ready for this? So guess what Tosus says? Our Tosus. Shnei Shilim is not Tahor because of Safik Tumah. You can't apply the klal of Safik Tumah. Shnei Shilim B'zechazah is Tahor because Mukminan Kolechera Chezkas Tahor. Yeah, that's it, no? And lo mi sota garminale. Our Shnei Shvilim is not because of sota. Because sota is only a davar shechalios emes. And to say that both are tahar is not emes. To say both are tahar is nihug. Nihug in hilchos chazaka. It is not the birur of suffix sota. Wow, no? So that's a tosos. That's exactly our tosos. Against Rashi. No, because Rashi writes Shnei Shvilim is based on the klal of Safek Tumah. Tosa says, that's not true. There's a klal to Safek Tumah that it has to be Yachal Lios Emes, as it can be in a case of a Ishasish and a Boel. And this is not. So Eino Chinami. Tosa says, this is not. The reason that we allow Shnei Shvilim is because of. Wow. It's unbelievable, no? Kazaka. If it's because of Chazaka, so Gvaldik, no. If it's because of Chazaka, that should also be true of Bedika and Bior and Echez Kazvaduk and Shnei Batim, because we're not dealing with any unique halachos when it comes to cases of Safek. That's pretty Incredible, no? As you put together these Tosos, so now the Tosos need enough base to go to the Tosos. Yimsachim and Daf Yud. Well. Now Tosos is bothered by the following. This is the Tosos I wanted you to see in Nazir and Daf Nun Zayin. The Tosos and Sota, Chachesim and Beis. There is a Mishnah Mesachas Nazir. Let's assume, for example, you have Shnei Nazirim. Shnei Nazirim. And all of a sudden, a person, a stranger, says, you know what? That Ra'isi Echad Mekin. You know, I saw that one of you guys, who are both Nazirim, had contact with Tuma. But Eini Yode Ezimikin. I don't know which one. So in other words, you have two Nazirim. I don't know which one. One is a Nazir Tame, and one is a Nazir Tahar. So like, everything is different. No? Everything is different. One's a Nazir Tamer, wasn't it? So what exactly do you do? Yeah, so the Mishnah tells us you have to kind of double up to solve all the possibilities. No? You know what we're going to do? The following. Incredible, no? Migalchin Umevin Karban Tuma the Karban Tahar. You know what? The Nazir are going to engage in Giluach, because Giluach is done to complete your Naziris if you're Nazir Tahar. And Giluach is necessary if you breached your Naziris and you are a Nazir Tameh. But the Karbanos are completely different. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to bring one set of Karbanos for Nazir Tahar and another set of Karbanos for Nazir Tameh. And we're going to say the following, that you know what? That Im Anihu Tameh, if I'm the one who's Tameh, guess what? These Karbanos of Tumah are mine. And the carbon of Tuma is his. And if the flip, then the flip. Then the flip. Wow. So you have a case of, unusual. You have a case of Shnei Nazirim. One is definitely an Azur Tameh. One is definitely an Azur Tar. We don't know which one. So the answer is, we have to work it out. We have to work out all the possibilities of carbon. We'll bring this carbon then, and then we're going to flip later. So guess what? Every Nazir had coverage of the Karbanos of a Nazir Tahar and the Karbanos of a Nazir Tamei. Oh, so the Gemara raises the following question. Wait, isn't there a difficulty? Shnei Nazirim, that's two, right? And Amar Lam Echad, that's three. Three means this was not a Makom Stira. Three means this is a Safek Tuma Birshus HaRabim, by definition. So if that really is true, this is a suffix to Birshus HaRabim, and we should say Sfeik Otahar. So why do we say that's not true? Why do you have to go ahead and bring the Karbanos of Tuma, the Karbanos of Tar? It's not true. Oh, so the Gemara answers the following. Rab Ravuna says this. No. Ra'isi Tuma Shenizra Kabinechem. The guy didn't say, I was standing with you and we stepped on Tuma. You know what he said? It's clear, no. He can't even identify whether it's this person, whether it's that person. Obviously, he wasn't there together with them. No, he was at a significant distance. Lo kai bahadayu. That's the whole issue. And he can't even identify because of the distance. The most he can say one yes, one no. Oh, so that's not three. That's two. That's two and one. Two and one. The one who is detached from the two. The one is, in other words, that's not a suffix term Rishus HaRabim. That already would meet the requirement of Rishus HaYachid. Rishus HaYachid. Wow. Oh, wait. Satosis is immediately bothered. No? So if that now is true, that we're not calling it a Sefer Rishus HaRabim, this should be a Sefer Tumah Rishus HaYachid. And a Sefer Tumah Rishus HaYachid should be Sfeik Otamei B'Torah Zvadai. So what in the world, no? The Mishnah says, this is a Sefer. And if it's a Sefer, you have to kind of work out every possibility. What do you mean? The Gemara says, this is a Sefer Tumah Rishus HaRabim. No, the answer is not Rishus HaYachid. Oh, you made it worse. So it's Rishus HaYachid now. So treat it as a suffix to Rishus HaYachid. Oh, so guess what? That's Tosus's klal. Lo gamrina misota ella davar she'eser lios. Wow, that's part of Tosfos's klal. The klal of a suffik to Rosh Hashanah sfeikotami b'toras vaday is only if it's feasible. And it is not feasible to say that both are tummy b'toras vaday. That's not true. That's part of the suffik. That's part of the suffik. No? So Tosfos is bothered. So what was the kasha of the Gemara then? This is a suffik to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. No? And the Gemara had to answer Nizrika. If it's not a suffik, it's unbelievable. There is no klal of suffik to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. There's no klal. There's no klal. This is a case of a suffik to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim where chazaka. There's no klal. Chazaka. And if a Safter Rosh Hashanah Rabbim Sveikot Tahor is based on Dini Chazaka, there's no requirement of a Chazaka is Sarech Lios Emes. Chazaka is Nihug. There's no such cloud when it comes to Chazaka. So that's exactly the Gemara. It's magnificent, no? The Gemara is bothered that this should be a case of Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and therefore rely on Chazaka. The Gemara says, no, it's not Rosh Hashanah Yom because only two. Then it's a suffik to Rosh Hashanah Yachid. No, it's not a suffik to Rosh Hashanah Yachid because ain't a suffik yom lememes. No, and what about Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? There is no such klal. There is no such klal. That's like unbelievable. So in a case of a suffik to Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, the reason that it's mutter is based on cases of chazaka. Wow. That's Tosfos Shita. That's like the hidden. You know that Rashi says suffik to Matos. I disagree. Chazaka. No. Yeah, but, you know, that's it, no? That's part of this machlokes. Okay, we're going to have to pick up, no? So now, take a look at the Tosfos and Nidan, Dav Samach, take a look at the Rashi and Trumas. Rashi and Arshugya, they seem to indicate, no, they're elements of Safek Tuma, even Bershus Arabim. In Bershus Arabim. Sveik Otahar is Midin Safek Tuma. Not just simply the default of the dini chazaka. Okay, so now we have to kind of continue. No, so Rashi's mahalach. No, in terms of the sugi and the comparison between bira and bdika, comparing it to the case of shnei shvi. Okay, all right, that's a shame.